blessings this evening. This is not Pastor Keith. This is Pastor Agustin. I'm filling in for my great friend, Pastor Keith, today. So, welcome. Amen. Welcome. we're going to start this transmission. Before this, I just want to put out this word to let us pray for Melody. She's Pastor Keith's daughter-in-law. She gave birth to a little baby boy. And also, let us pray for Sister Becky Cornelius. Let us keep her in our prayers, and let us keep the whole church in prayer. Amen. It's very important for us to do that. Well, welcome this evening, Baruch Life Church, and welcome friends, family members that are seeing this broadcast all over the world. We can say all over the world. we've been speaking, last week we spoke about the prophetic times. What is going on in today's world, prophetically. We had the Spanish transmission at 7:30 p.m. So I just wanted to reemphasize that today we're going to be talking about something that a lot of people are talking about in our days. That's about to happen. An eclipse that's coming our way. It's going to come through Texas and several other states. And so there's a lot of things going on with this eclipse. We know that God speaks to the human world and to the Christian church and to us by different means. But today I want to go into the Word. And for this, I would like to read the book of Joel, chapter 3, verse 1 through verse 4. And we'll be talking a little bit about some history, things that happened in the past, 2014, 2015. During those 2 years, there was four blood moons that happened. And everything that happens in the sky, in the sea, and here in the earth, you know, it's signs. Signs, and also, I want to say, kind of a warning to the people and to us as Christians to be more conscientious and to be more knowledgeable of the Word of God and what God is saying to us as the church and what God is speaking to the world also. And all of this has to do prophetically with the nation of Israel, with everything that's going on over there. If you have noticed, it's been over the years since Israel was recognized as a nation by the United Nations again. Ever since then, there's been, even before that, there's been turmoil in that land. The enemies are attacking this nation, the people of God, the people of Israel. And so, prophetically, I believe that the clock, the prophetic clock, is getting near, near to what will happen pretty soon. Now, with this, I want to say that don't be afraid or don't be in a panic state of mind of what's coming because of the eclipse. Of course, I'm going to be talking a little bit about the eclipse that happened in 2017 also. You know, when it came from the East Coast to the West Coast, and it was seen, you know, in a straight line. And so, for this, I want to go to the Word of God and the book of Joel, chapter 3, verse 1 through verse 4. And the Word of God says, for behold, in those days and at that time, when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, listen, okay? Judah and Jerusalem. I will gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them there on behalf of my people and my heritage, Israel, because they have scattered them among the nations and have divided up my land, okay? And have cast lots of my people and have traded a boy for a prostitute. Listen, okay? And have sold a girl for wine and have drunk it. There's a lot of things going on in our world. Verse 4. What are you to me? Now, it mentions three nations here. Tyre and Sidon and all the regions of Philistia. Okay? Are you paying me back for something? If you are paying me back, listen, I will return your payment on your own head swiftly and speedily. Wow. See, no one can come against God. The human race, governments, people, you know, even if they don't choose to believe in God, He is real. He exists. He formed this earth. He formed the universe. So, talking about this, about the eclipse that's coming on April 4th, I just want to say for you not to be afraid. The thing is that the enemy in our times wants to put fear in so many people's hearts so they can be dismayed, so they can be worried, you know, and some might lose faith in the Lord that He will protect His people. Throughout the history of the Bible, of Israel, God has always protected His people. Now, we are His people, the church, the believers, the true believers in Christ. We are His church. Therefore, we need to understand that the times that we're living in are, if you say beautiful times, because we know that something beautiful will happen soon. And that is the rapture of the church. The rapture of the church is going to happen. Now, there's so many people out there speaking and saying, and even put it in a timeline when this will happen. But if we go to the Bible, according to what the Word of God says, it says that no one knows the hour and the time. Only the Father. So we have to be very careful with this. But we can see the things that are happening in our world. The things that are rising. The things that our children are being taught in school. Things that go against the Word of God. We've seen people stand up for the truth. And at the same time, they're mocked, they're attacked, and they see them like outcasts. Now, we're coming into a time when we as a generation, because I really believe that we are the last generation, the generation that we probably will see the rapture. See, things are in the prophetic clock. They're advancing too fast. Things are coming to pass. Prophecies are being fulfilled. And so many things are happening. You know, who are Tyre, Sidon, and Philistia? Philistia is the region of Gaza Strip. Listen, okay? The area of the Philistines. Today they are known as Palestinians. Okay? Which the name Palestine came from the Romans. Listen, okay? Who, after destroying the second temple in Jerusalem, renamed Israel to the name Philistia. Okay? After the Philistines, this is why they did this. The Roman Empire did this for the reason to mock God and the Israelites. Okay? Now, the Palestinians are in the very heart and core motivation behind the two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians, which the Bible also prophesies about the prophet Daniel concerning the Antichrist, who will come and confirm a seven-year peace treaty dealing not just with the entire world, but with Israel also. Okay? We're about to take off. We're about to take off in Bible prophecy where the things are being fulfilled, the things are happening. You know, we see all of this happening. We see the prophetic clock. We're seeing what's going on around the world. Rumors of wars and wars. so many things that are happening. You know, Tyre and Sidon were the Phoenicians. Okay, these people were experts in trade, and it was during the prophet Ezekiel. The prophet Ezekiel spoke about the king of Tyre, which is foreshadowing the Antichrist. After the Greek-Roman conquest of Tyre and Sidon, the Phoenicians immigrated. Listen, okay? Immigrated to Greece, Rome, with the entire continent of Europe, okay? So then after this, the famous Phoenician king, Tyre, he decided to name that area after his daughter, Europe. Okay, so today, Europe, United Europe, the UN, are products, inherited areas of Tyre and Sidon and the Phoenicians. These are the nations that are going to facilitate and influence the 7-year peace treaty confirmed by the Antichrist. Okay, it's very important that you understand the significance of this and what is about to take place. We're moving, like I said, in a very, we could say, cautious times where we as the church need to open our eyes and start seeing or start listening in the Spirit what the Spirit is speaking to the church, what the Spirit is speaking to us, his bride, his church. For this, if we go back to the eclipse that happened in 2017, you know, back then it came across the east to the west coast, you know. And now the thing is that in 2017, something prophetically happened. See, but the thing is that a lot of the church asleep. They're asleep. You know, they're not fasting. They're not praying. They're not reading the word. So we need to be active as this church. Most of all, in doing the Great Commission, testifying to others about the love of God, about what Jesus did for them at the cross, how he gave us eternal life. You know, and that there's hope for those people that are disillusioned, those people that are lost out there in their problems and their addictions. See, Christ, Jesus Christ, can set you free. Jesus Christ can transform your life. See, back in 2017, during this eclipse, I remember one morning, the Lord gave me a dream. It was probably early 3-4 o'clock in the morning. And I shared it with the church back then. And I told the church the dream, what the Lord had given me. And in this dream, it was like around that time, 2017, 2018. The dream that he gave me was that in this dream I would see many people, and they were wearing their coats because it seemed like it was winter. And all the people in my dream were Asians. They looked kind of like people from Asia. And so in the dream, I would see people walking, and it was like a cough. And some of them, the people would fall on the ground, and they would die because they could not breathe. So in that dream, the Lord spoke to me, and he said that something was coming to the world. For us, the church, to be prepared. For us, the church, not to be afraid of what was coming. And I remember that I woke up from this dream, and the first thing I did, I texted a lot of my leaders from my church back then. And one of my leaders, he said, you know, Pastor, maybe it's a spiritual coldness that's coming to the church, talking to the whole body of the church in general, not just one particular church. And I said, no, the Lord said that it's something where a lot of people are going to die. So maybe a year or so later, here comes COVID, and a lot of people begin to die And where did this start? It started on the other side of the ocean. And that's exactly what in my dream the Lord showed me. But he said that, now the thing is that all of us say that we want to go to heaven. When someone asks you in church or the pastor asks, who wants to go to heaven? Everyone lifts their hand, right? The thing is, in order for you to go to heaven now, you have to die. And that's one thing that no one wants to do. They don't want to die. They want to live forever. And you know what? The thing is that we will live forever, for eternity. Not in this earth. Because everything that's in this earth dissolves. We buy a new car. The car will last for a few years. Then we'll start having issues, problems, and we'll break down. You know, if you build a house, you could build a house, but after so many years, you got to do upgrades. If you don't do the upgrades, the house falls down. See, and a lot of us are living like we're going to be living here on the earth forever, eternally. And we're not. We're just going through. We're just passing by. So today, the Lord reminds you that we're only going through this earth. We're just passing by. There will come a time when our number is going to call, it's going to be called up in heaven. And we're going to listen when they call our number. We have to have our ears open, spiritual ears. We have to have a good relationship with the Lord in order to do that. But I remember that during this eclipse, there were so many things. People were speaking prophetically. Now the thing is that we have to go back to the Word. We have to go back to prayer. We have to go back to searching for the presence of the Lord in our lives. I really believe that the Holy Spirit is speaking to the church of today. But a lot of the church is asleep. They're sleeping. They're sleeping in their spiritual fiestas. I call them fiestas or big old parties. You know, and they're not concentrating on the true things, the things that matter. And that is, you know, living a life of holiness, a life of sanctification, a life that pleases God. And to be the interceder for our families, for our congregations. You know, it is important for the church to pray. We see the signs are happening. We see everything that's coming to pass. And I remember that during this time, in 2017, something happened. You know, and on September 23rd, 2017, the constellation of stars came together along with some planets, Mercury, Mars, Venus, Jupiter, the Sun, and the Moon aligned in a perfect lateral representation of Revelation 12. And the thing is, you know, if we pay attention to all everything that's happening up in the heavens, you know, God is speaking. God is speaking in a way to try to grab our attention. Because we have become conformed in a relationship. Really, not a relationship with Christ. Because, like I said, we live in this earth like we're going to live here forever. You know, and it's good to plan things out. It's good to want to do things also for your future. But including that future, you being in heaven, you going if the rapture happens. In order for the rapture to happen, one thing has to be fulfilled, and that is the preaching of the gospel throughout the whole earth, throughout the world. And last time I checked, there were, I don't know, thousands of people that had not been reached with the gospel. Now, when that happens, I really believe that then the second coming of Christ, the rapture of the church will happen. See, God is so good that he gives an opportunity to the sinner to come to Christ. See, the thing is that back in 2017, something was happening. You know, there was a dire warning that was coming to the world. Because back then, if you remember, in the Security Council of the United Nations, they had voted against Israel. The only ally that Israel has is the United States. And I really believe that's why our nation is so blessed. Now, I would ask you that in your prayers, you pray for this nation. Pray for our nation. Pray for the nation of Israel. With all of my heart, I ask you this. Because things are about to start happening. And we as a church need to take this opportunity. Now, the book of Joel also speaks that in the last days, there was going to be a spiritual awakening, a powerful move of Holy Spirit, of His Holy Spirit over all flesh. And I believe that that revival is coming. I believe that it has started. We see so many young people coming to the Lord. We see other people coming, older generation, even children, coming to the Lord. And they're coming into a relationship with Christ, a relationship of love, a relationship of trusting, a relationship of that's pure, not a relationship of religion, of rules and regulations that the church has set up for each believer to follow, but a generation that is being touched in a marvelous and beautiful way by the Holy Spirit. We're seeing moves that are happening all over the world where the Holy Spirit is coming down. But you know, back in 2017, they tried to divide the land of Israel with the two-state solution. And that's really bad because God does not like that. God gave that land to his people. So there's no nation out there that can take that away from them. Being the United Nations, being whatever world government there is, you're never going to succeed. The only way you will succeed is by acknowledging Jesus Christ as the true Messiah that came and died for us at the cross of Calvary, and that was put in the tomb, and on the third day he resurrected. He is the only one that will bring peace to this world. He's the only one that will fix things. If we don't search for him, and we don't search for his presence, then we're lost. We're lost. Just as Moses said, if your presence doesn't come with me, I will not go. So let us say to ourselves, we will go if your spirit comes with us. We will go and we will speak to the different people out there that need to hear about the love and the forgiveness that is found in Jesus Christ. See, this is something beautiful. See, 3.5 years, you know, after 2017, COVID came, January 28, 2020. See, it's because back then there was a movement of bringing certain nations, Middle East nations, into a peace agreement with Israel. Now, the people of Israel need to understand that there will be no peace without Jesus Christ. There will be no peace if he's not involved. When they say peace and prosperity, that's when everything's going to come out and it's going to explode. See, Israel, your true Messiah came. He died on the cross. He was put in the tomb. And he's resurrected on the third day. Now, we heard the good news. We heard how much he loved us. and what he did for us. And we received him in our heart. And he became our personal Savior. And we are following him. We're following his example and his word. We're following in his love. The thing is, the two-state solution will never work. See, back then in January 28, 2020, you know, back then they came out with this peace agreement. Listen, this peace agreement was going to give 70% of Israel's land given by God to them, to the Palestinian people. And we got to remember that whatever nation messes with Israel, they're going to have to face God. Our nation is a blessed nation. And I still believe that that small remnant called his people can still make things happen in the prophetic way, in a mighty way. We still can do it. The only thing is that we need to search for the Lord Jesus Christ and let his word and the spirit guide us instead of being guided by our thoughts, whatever theologies are out there. Let us put them to the side and let us focus on the word and let us remember that he's coming back soon. So if you're watching this transmission tonight, maybe you're having issues in your life. Maybe you're going through a difficult time of sickness, a difficult time in your relationship, in your marriage, in your family, at work, wherever. I want to do a prayer. I want to say a prayer for you. But also I want to let you know that you can find peace and you can find rest and you can find healing and you can find salvation in Jesus Christ. So if you're watching, I want you to, if you're a person that at one time was serving God, but you went away from the faith, it is time for you to come back. And those that are living lukewarm lives, hey, we have to speak the truth. We need to come into the fire of the Holy Spirit. So if you want to change your life, I want you to say this prayer with me. Okay? Lord Jesus, I open my heart to you. I believe you are the Son of God, that you died and you resurrected on the third day. Forgive me of all my sins. I repent of all my sins. Come into my heart and be my Savior, my guide. I receive you as my personal Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Now, if you said that prayer, I just want to pray over you, and I want to pray for those people watching this broadcast. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time that you have given me. I thank you, Lord, because you love your church and you love your people so much that you want them to get closer to you. Father, today, Lord, these lives that open their heart to you and receive you as their personal Savior, please, Lord, let them find a church. Let them come to Vertical Life Church, where they will be loved, where they will be embraced, and where they'll be encouraged with the word and the love of you, Lord. I thank you also for those people that are watching this broadcast that are having issues in their family, that are going through a sickness. I pray that the blood of Jesus covers them and sets them free from whatever addiction or whatever situation they're facing. I pray for you, Lord, to bring healing into their bodies. They're at the hospital, in the hospital bed, wherever they're at, Lord, and let them receive healing in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. We're Vertical Life Church on 3029 East Meadows Boulevard in Mesquite, Texas. We're here. If you need prayer, you can inbox our Facebook page, and we'll get back with you, and we can pray with you, for you. So God bless you. Vertical Life Church, thank you for watching. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord protect you and your family. Amen. Till next time. God bless you. I said goodbye.